If you could throw that scripture up there, Malaysia, please, as we look at Matthew chapter 2. See, I need you guys this morning, all right? Can you guys help me preach this morning?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you can go sit with your mother. No, sit down. You ain't going nowhere. I wonder who your father is. But we're going to need you guys to give us a hand, all right? And so as we look at that scripture, you got it up on the back there, Malaysia? It's on the front there, but it ain't on the back. All right, I can turn. That's fine. As we look at it, in Matthew chapter 2 and verses 9 and 10, it says, after hearing the king, they went their way. And the star which they had seen in the east went on before them until it came and stood over them, or over the place where the child was. In verse 10, it says, when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. Now, what it means to, they rejoiced, right? So they shouted, right, Jackson? Were they shouting? Did they shout? They did. All right, everybody stand up. Come on, everybody stand up, because we don't care, right? All right, first look at me. Everybody look at me. You ready? On the count of three, we're going to shout. I know you can shout. I've heard you shout at your brothers. All right. Are you guys ready? We're going to show the adults how we can rejoice before the Lord. We're going to shout unto God. Are you ready? All right, ready? On three. One, two, three. Yeah. Awesome. Sit down. Good job shouting unto the Lord. See, it says they rejoiced, right? So they shouted. It says, then they did it exceedingly. You know what that word exceedingly means? That means almost violently. We're not going to practice that today. And these guys did a good job. I wonder if the teenagers are as free as the little. All the teenagers stand up. Come on, all the teenagers, stand up. Come on, teens. Come on, teenagers. Not you, Kim. I saw that. You tried to sneak in there. All right, on the count of three, teenagers, I want to hear you guys out shout the little ones. Are you ready? You ready there, handsome? Come on, I know you got in. You ready? One, two, three.
Yeah!
Come on, good job. Now, you guys can get violent with it exceedingly, okay, if you want to, but not here. All right, now, adults, you heard the little ones. You heard the... teenagers. But now we need to show them how those that are lost in love with the Lord Jesus Christ, how they really shout unto God. Amen? Are you guys ready to learn something this morning? You're about to learn. You need to stop. You need to get ready, because this is what happens when you fall more in love with God as you get older. Are you ready, adults? One, two, three. Yeah. So that's what freedom sounds like. Amen. And this is what God wants from each one of us, that we are so in love with him that we rejoice exceedingly with great joy. Because no matter where we walk, people need to see the joy of the Lord on our lives. People need to see the goodness of God emanating from each and every one of us. And people need to see the freedom that Jesus Christ has given us. Amen. It says, when they saw the star stop. Can I tell you, when Jesus came down and the wise men came and they offered their gifts, all their gifts combined was still like poverty compared to what Jesus gave up for each one of us. Where he was and what he had, and then they brought gold and frankincense and myrrh. That was like coming down into poverty for him. He left it all for each and every one of us. Amen. He left it all so that we would be able to rejoice. And I don't know how many are here today, this morning, that maybe you haven't had anything to rejoice about. Maybe there's things that have gone on in your life. Maybe there's things that are going on right now in your life, in your marriage, in your family. Whatever has been happening, maybe you haven't been able to rejoice, and certainly not rejoicing exceedingly before the Lord. But I want you to know that's why he came. Amen? Okay? You guys agree with me already? On three, we're going to say amen. That's why he came. Amen. One, two, three. Yeah. Yeah. So we like agreement. But this is why he came. He came to set us free so we could enjoy one another, so we could rest. He came, and that light shined in the darkness and destroys the hurt. It destroys the abuse, because his love comes in and starts to change everything in each one of our lives. I don't know about anybody else in here, but I needed some healing when I came to Jesus. I still need some thoughts to change in the name of Jesus after 36 years. I still have to constantly grow, and I still have to change, because I want to be one of those that rejoices exceedingly every single moment. Because when I start to rejoice exceedingly, what happens is it controls my mind. Hey, I don't know what's coming up on there, Malaj, but there's commercials. Hey, there we go. The boys are reading a commercial. It was showing toys. They wanted a few more, Mom and Dad, just so you know. But God wants us to get to a place where we rejoice exceedingly and abundantly more than we ever have before. He doesn't want you walking around struggling. He doesn't want you walking around with thoughts of suicide. He doesn't want you walking around with thoughts that you're all alone and that nobody cares and nobody loves you. Because I want you to know, he loves you more than anyone else on this planet. And we love you. Tell your neighbor, say, we love you. Tell your other neighbor, say, you're definitely loved. Tell the one behind you, you have no idea how much you're loved. Hey, Ed, stand up for a second, would you? You didn't say it when I told everybody to say it, Ed. Just tell me how much you love me, Ed. All right. Can't be having you over there not talking about how much you love me, Ed. Oh. But you know what? What happens is when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that everything starts to change in our lives. I don't know about you, but it happened in a moment. It wasn't fixed in a moment. But change came in a moment. And I believe that God wants to change some hearts in here this morning. We didn't want to go long this morning because we know a lot of people have family in. But I want you to know God wants to spend time with his family also. And so as we come, we've worshiped him. We've given unto him. We've fallen in love with him. We've rejoiced exceedingly. We've shouted unto our God. And right now what we want to do is we want to take communion with our God. Amen? If the ushers would come forward. Listen, there is no way to the Father except through the Son. No other way. There's no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. He said, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, you shall be saved. And if you're here this morning, and maybe it's a dark time for you, because not everybody is it's a rejoicing time on Christmas. Family members have gone on to be with the Lord, and some families are broken, some children. Whatever the issue is, but I want you to know, God is a God that renews our strength. Amen? Amen? He renews our understanding of how madly in love he is with us when we come before him and we bow down. So what I want to do is, this morning, is after you've got your communion cup, just go ahead and stand up, or you can stand up and they'll come and they'll pass them around anyway this morning. Thanks, Pastor Jeff. You going to turn him up just a little bit, Sean, or maybe a little bit in the monitor, Sean, just so I can hear it, because I can't hear nothing there. Thank you. You know, and as we stand before the Lord, when the star stopped, it says that they rejoiced. Their travel had ended. They had been traveling for months, waiting to meet the Savior of the world. They were traveling for months, waiting to find the Messiah, the one that they had been studying all through Daniel. Daniel wrote about it and professed it and proclaimed it, that it would happen. And these wise men, with their armies, with their servants, with all of the ones that traveled with them, hundreds of people walking through the desert, many kings, not just three, and they all came. And when the star stopped, they rejoice. When they found the place where the Savior was, I want you to know, if you're here for the first time, this is the place where the Savior is. Amen? It's called the house of God for a reason, because where two or more are gathered, he's in their midst. That means he's here. And when that star stopped, and they knew they were at the right place. They had studied, they had read, they had traveled, they had used their finances in order to get to the place to meet the Savior. And they walked in and they met the Son of God. And the Bible says that they bowed down. But that word in the Greek, it means that they threw themselves at the ground, that they kissed the ground where this child was. Thank you. That they were kissing the ground. They knew who they were in front of. They knew what they had read. They knew what the purpose was. And they took their lives and they just threw them down and kissed the ground where Jesus sat. And theologians say that he was about 2 years old when the wise men came and met him. But they believed what was written in the book of Daniel. And so this morning, it all comes down to one thing. Do you believe what was written in the Word of God? You know, and that's always the question. Will you believe? Because everyone on this planet believes something. Some say, many people that I come in contact with, they say, well, I just believe you die and then you're done. I say, well, show me the book that you read. I want to know where you get your information from, because if what you believe is better than what I believe, hey, that's an easy life then. I said, but, and they said, well, that's just what I think. Sorry, that's not enough for me. That's not enough for me to walk away from everything that I know according to the Word of God, to believe something just because somebody else doesn't want to study or do anything and they just want to live their lives any way they want and do whatever they want and never ever come to the fullness of all that God has promised in their lives because they want to be God. I want you to know there is a God and He is the Almighty. His plan was perfect from the beginning, sending a baby, sending that child down to grow, to live a life as the kingdom of God being made manifest on the earth, so that no matter who it was, anyone who asks, I don't know what your past is. I don't know what you've been struggling with. Maybe there's not a whole lot of love in your heart for those that are around you. Maybe you don't feel like you're loved. I want you to know again, you're loved by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and that's why you're here today. You're here because you've been looking for love, amen? You're here because you know who love is. The bottom line is Jesus established what love was, and He laid His life down for those who would receive Him as their Lord and Savior. No greater love than this. There is no definition of love greater than the love Jesus Christ has shown us. So this morning, as we go before Him in communion, it's about remembering what He had done and He had accomplished. Again, coming out of the throne room of God, being incarnate, coming as a young babe, the King of glory, the one who is greater than the angels. And yet He came down to walk out so that we would know how, and we would have the books to read over and over and over again of how good a God we serve. Amen. And everyone on the planet needs to hear it from you. You're the offering that God has to share the love of God, because the light has come. Amen? And it drives out the darkness. You say, but Pastor, you don't know how much darkness I've walked through. He does. And I guarantee you that His light is enough to drive out every bit of darkness in our lives. We're living proof of that. Amen? Let's go before Him in prayer. Father, we thank You for the body that was given. Today, as we're reminded, as we look at these beautiful babies, the ones that You designed in darkness where no man could see, the ones where You put a gift inside of each and every one of them. You've given them a personality, and oh, Lord, are they wonderful. Father, we've grown because of them. And Lord, every time we look at these young babies, Lord, we see such wonder and beauty. We see Your majestic hand upon them. We see the power of God growing inside of each and every one of them. And Father, I pray right now that You would touch each one of these babies. Each one, Father, fill them up now in the name of Jesus. Lord, give an understanding of who You are and what You're calling them to do in dreams and visions, even at a young age. that they would write it down and say, no, I know what my God has called me to do, and I'm going to do it with all of my might. Father, let them never stop proclaiming Jesus Christ as Lord. And Father, this morning we agree that the body was given. It was distributed that anyone that calls on the name of the Lord would be saved. Every single one, no matter how dark a past, no matter how they walked, you said, if one would grab a hold of my word, if one would believe in me, then the blood would be enough to set him free. So, Father, this morning we agree that those stripes that were bore for each one of us, those nails that were pierced in your hands, were for each and every one of us, and every aspect was for the freedom. It wasn't that any part of your body was broken, as the word says, but it was distributed for each one. And so, Father, today we take this and we do this in remembrance of what you had accomplished according to the will of the Father on the old rugged cross. And we do it now in Jesus' name. Father, and as we take the cup of a new covenant, the cup that washed us and cleansed us and made us whole, for those that believe, you said, if you believe, you will receive. Thank you for the pardon that you gave each one of us, oh God, that proclaimed you as their Lord and Savior. Father, you sent a Savior into the world, your word says, one to set us free. We thank you that he walked out your plan in perfection, and he took back what was stolen, and he gave it back to each and every one of us. He said, here's your freedom. It was bought with my blood. Now go and rejoice exceedingly. Father, today, when we walk out of here, let the whole world see those that have been set free, those that have been washed and cleansed, those that have forgiven all of those around them, those that walk in peace because you are the Prince of Peace. Let it be, O God, that we're reminded of the power of the blood, that all the darkness is destroyed in the power of your blood. Every curse broken over our lives by the power of your blood. All the keys for our freedom given to each one of us. Father, this morning, we say thank you. We love you. We honor you. We magnify your name. We bow before you. Lord, we agree that there is no God besides ours. There is no other name under heaven, on the earth, in the earth, by which men must be saved than the name of Jesus. Father, we do this in remembrance of the covenant that was made by you with each one that believes.